Who is Muhammad?
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
The more you know about him, the more you realize how you want to be like him.
Allahumma barik ala Muhammad.
Is it the obligation of the enemies of Islam to present the truth about Muhammad?
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
Never on this planet walked such a person as Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Allahumma barik ala Muhammad.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And welcome to this session of the Dubai International Peace Convention. And inshallah ta'ala, we shall have a lecture by Sheikh Yusuf Estes on the topic, Know the Final Messenger of Peace. Please welcome Sheikh Yusuf Estes on stage.
Assalamu alaikum. MashaAllah, MashaAllah, MashaAllah. How many of you were here last night? And you came back anyway, MashaAllah. Okay. In Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Huwa Ladi Jalana Muslimin, Wa Salat Wa Salam Al Rasul Al Kareem, Wa Ala Alihi Wa Sabi Ajma'een. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. It's a grand opportunity, alhamdulillah, and a privilege and an honor for me to be here with you on this occasion to speak about our beloved Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم. In these days when we find so many people confused, misled, misguided about exactly who Muhammad is, it's only appropriate that on occasions such as these that we, the Muslims, stand up and explain in simple, concise terms exactly who is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed me to be guided into Islam by a person named Muhammad Abdurrahman from Egypt. Just the name itself caught my attention when I met this man, my friend from Egypt. His name is Muhammad. That's the Muslims. Ooh, and you know what they do. But the more I began to learn about the person that I knew named Muhammad, and the more he spoke about the one he was named for, Rasul, Mustafa, Muhammad, Ahmed, the more I began to really believe that such a person lived, breathed, and preached a message, a beautiful message, of the unity of God and the salvation of mankind. I never thought that I would be a Muslim. In fact, I was trying to convert a Muslim to become a Christian. That was my idea. After I entered into Islam, alhamdulillah, there was something that I was told. One of the Muslim brothers told me that if you don't love Muhammad more than anybody else, you can't be a Muslim. I said, what? He said, you have to love Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than anybody, even your mother, even your father, even yourself. I said, really? He said, yes. He said, do you love him more than anybody else? I said, I can't say that because I don't know much about him. So right then and there, I decided I need to learn about Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because in my former Christian religion, I loved Jesus alayhi salam very much, but I didn't really know anything about him. Not really. Oh, I heard people say things. I know quotes that people attach to him, but to really know with testable evidence, there really isn't anything for Jesus until you come to this book. The Quran is the last and the only revelation of Allah that still exists on the planet today in the original form, original language, and no changes. We know that. We talked about that before. But for us as Muslims, it's a lot more than just a book. It represents Allah's speech. And it represents what Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought, because he's the one who said it. So I began to read. But all I could find was three books. One written by somebody not Muslim. A nice book, but it's written by somebody who's not even a Muslim. Another book that was written by somebody who had a hard time, I think, translating to English. And a third one is basically, I think, written by somebody that hates Islam. That was almost 20 years ago. Now today, I visited the bazaar and I went through the bookshops that are here. I found so many excellent books about our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'm very happy to tell you that there are excellent works right here that you can take home with you. And I hope you do. But at that time we didn't have it. So I had to go to some of the scholars. The same problem comes again about language. 20 years ago in the United States, we really didn't have a lot of scholars who could speak good English or understood how to explain to us. Today, one of our best scholars on our new TV website for Guide Us TV is located in Abu Dhabi. And his English is better than mine. So it was a lot harder then than it is now. But it's still the same message. Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him. The more you know about him, the more you realize how you want to be like him. Kind, gentle, quiet, contemplative, sincere, honest, truthful, keeps the trust, brings the families together. So many wonderful things that we know about him as a human being. So a few years ago, and you remember the incident, in one country, some people published cartoons, very stupid cartoons, trying to insult our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We went there, my wife and I, my daughters, and about 100 other people connected with the Islam Channel in the UK. We put on an 8-hour program starting in the morning, going through the day. We brought speakers like Dr. Jamal Bedawi, the sister Yvonne Ridley, if you remember her. great works that she did to help people to know more about the women in Islam, and a number of other speakers. And I saw the best effort from the Muslims. Really, it was a beautiful effort. Because no matter what they said, the Muslims were gentle, kind, truthful, like the way we're supposed to be. And when I was outside in the lobby playing with the children, that happens to be one of the things I love to do, the photographers, the people, the photojournalists, they call them, were taking my picture. For hours, just kept taking my picture, taking my picture. I was like, why are they taking my picture? And I'm playing with the kids like this, you know? And they kept... Now, we answered all their questions. Afterwards, we had question and answer, and we answered the questions. When we were done, we fed them. We had a very lovely meal for them. These are photojournalists, journalists, reporters, you know, media people, politicians, trying to let them understand why we feel so strong about our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The next morning, as we were riding in the little bus out to the airport, I pick up the newspaper. They have an English newspaper there in that country. Opened it up. And whose picture is on the front page? And what did I look like? Out of all the... It's like this. This is the picture they got. Muslim radicals come to Denmark to preach hatred and spread Islam. That's what it said. I opened the page, a big article also. Oppression of Islam on women. Now, all of the women at this event, the Muslim women, half of them only was wearing hijab. Only half. The other Muslim women were not wearing hijab. And no Muslim women were wearing the black with the niqab. None. Illa thalath. Except for three. Who? My wife and my two daughters. The only ones. Niqab and aswad. So whose picture did they put? My family. And what do you think it says? Oppressed Arab women. What? My wife looked at it and she said, we're from Texas. What does it mean? Boys and girls, what does it mean? It means for some people, no matter what you do, no matter what you say, no matter how you bring the message, la yu'minun, they won't believe. But it's their newspaper. True or false? They paid for the newspaper. It's their country, true or false. And they are the ones who are spending their money. True or false? Is it the obligation of the enemies of Islam to present the truth about Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Huh? Is it the job of a non-Muslim to tell the truth about Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No. It's our job. Yes or no? So this is why we've dedicated a portion of our peace program for this conference to deal with the subject of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who he is, was, what he said, what he did, and his overall role as the mercy to mankind. In fact, the next talk coming up right after my talk will be Sayyid Raji from Canada, and he will be talking about the mercy to the Alameen. We wanted you to be aware of the importance of this subject, because it's not a topic just to read. This is not just a subject to stimulate your intellectual side. This is a part and a parcel of our deen. What is the first and foremost thing above all things that any Muslim must do to be a Muslim? Shahadatain. Yes or no? Shahadatain. Yes or no? I just want to be sure you're awake. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. So if we don't have this part of it, you can't say this is a full Muslim. There are Christians who have the first part, but they're still not Muslim because they don't believe and they're not ready to follow Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They're close. Some of them, I met them very close. But until they're ready to really follow our Prophet, they're not Muslim. So this is how critical it is to get this message out to the people. This is our job, you and me. Now, how many of you, English is your first language? Anybody has first language English? Second language English? Third language is English? Yeah, I'm third language English. I speak Texas. I have to translate so you can understand me. You know what I'm saying, boy? You know what I'm saying? I'm from Texas, you know what I mean? Anyway. It came in my mind after that event in Denmark that I had to really make a change around the world fast. Now, what's a faster way than the internet? So we put up a website, Muhammad A to Z. MuhammadA to Z.com. We started putting some articles on there. And then somebody contacted me and said, do you know that there's a website called prophetofislam.com? It's for sale. It's not Muslims. I said, what? Some people in Arizona, United States, they own something called Prophet of Islam and they want to sell it for money. They just want the money. They don't care who gets it. They're going to sell it to the highest bidder. I said, oh no. Now, the name alone at that time, with all of the focus in the news about the Prophet of Islam, Google Ads and the websites that value the name, a domain name, would estimate it between $1, $2, or $3 million. How can I do that? I have trouble paying for the websites I have at $10 a piece every year. And I have about 3,000 of them now. But I said, let me try it. I picked up the telephone. I listened to him, and Arizona, I can recognize that accent. I said, how y'all doing? So you heard y'all got a website out there for sale. Some websites. Can you send me a list? They sent the list. I went through the list, of course. And I called them back, all right, this one, this one, this one, this one, and Prophet of Islam. What's that? Well, we're talking. I told them, really, I don't know. What would anybody want that for? They said, oh, you know, you could put ads, you could, you know, stuff to attack Islam or something like that. I said, I'll waste my time. Tell you what I do, I'll give you $500, cash money. They said, what? I said, cash, man. He said, let me talk to my boss. I said, you work on commission, don't you? He said, yeah, I get money every time we sell something. I said, go talk to your boss, otherwise you don't get nothing today. Within 3 days, I got the price down to $1,352 and no cents. And they took the money and I got the site. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Why $1,352? Because that's all the money I had in the world. That's why. Alhamdulillah. But that website is number one now in Google. If you type in Prophet Islam, number one. Prophet of Islam, our website's number one. And two of my other websites come up right after that because I have them linked. Some of you, you don't know what I'm talking about with websites. Don't worry about it. There'll be some other speeches come up. You'll like them better anyway. I'm just telling the ones who know about the internet how important this is that we promote the sites that deal with the haqq la ilaha illallah. We ran into another problem, though. Some people are putting up websites talking about Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, quoting hadith, but they say it the wrong way and they give the wrong translation of certain words and they're calling to something crazy, telling you that you have to hate everybody except Muslims, you have to kill Jews and Christians. It plays right into the hands of those who want to attack Islam even more. So again, we started talking with some of the groups that work with us. For instance, islamonline.net. Some of you know that that's for Yusuf Qaradawi. Also with Islam Channel in UK, Huda TV and Peace TV in India. All of us working together, how can we make this better? So then we started making TV shows about the Prophet ﷺ. And Dr. Yasser Qadi and some of the others, you'll see them here today, Sayyid Raji, and so many more, have done an excellent job in English to get the message out. What's important for you and I to know is, this is not a one-man show. This is not just, okay, they did it, I don't have to do any work. You who are listening to me today, now have a responsibility. Because you've heard it. You don't have the excuse. Before you walked in the door, you had an excuse. I didn't know. But now you know. It's on you and me. It's on our head. When we go out the door, we're not the same person that came in this door. And we have to work steadily to get this message of our beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam up where it belongs. Because as the brother told me in the beginning, if you don't love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than anybody else, including yourself, you're not there yet. You're not there yet. And when the media, the news, and the politicians, and the preachers of other religions, and preachers of hate are saying what they're saying about our beloved Nabi, talking against his family, talking against his companions, talking against Islam itself, talking against this, talking against Allah, and you sit and you do nothing. So what will this dunya benefit you? What will this dunya benefit you if you don't do this for Allah and His Messenger? So basically, my talk is to stimulate and wake us up and listen closely to what we're going to learn today about our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Never on this planet walked such a person as Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We love all the prophets very much. We put them up very high. In fact, we put all the prophets way above us, no doubt. But we never put them in the area of being a god or a son of a god. But even of all of the prophets, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the Khatam al-Anbiya. He's the last and the final of all of the messengers of Allah. So I just want to share a little something with you, a little something, before I end the talk. Last year, I was sitting with one of our scholars, and he said something that really answered a question I had for 19 years. I wondered about this. You know the story when the wahi came to Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know the story. He's fasting, Jabal Nur, in the cave called Hira, right? And while he's there, who came in the cave with him? Who? Remember, you don't have a microphone. I do. Who came in the cave? Jibril alayhi salam. Right. And what happened? What did Jibril do? Now, what did he say? What did he do? Why? He grabbed him. He squeezed him. Why? And he said, Iqra ma'ana biqari. The Prophet said, I'm not a reciter. He grabbed him again. Why is grabbing him each time? Iqra. Grab him again. Iqra. Why? In the tafsir, Shaykh is telling us, because Jibril alayhi salam has been hearing about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam since the beginning. Since the beginning, he knows somebody coming named who? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And because he heard, because all prophets when they came, they mentioned that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is coming. So Jibril is excited. That's why. He was holding him out of excitement. Like you see somebody you haven't seen your brother in a long time, you're excited, oh my God. You see your sheikh, you didn't see him a long time, you want to hug him, you know? So he was very excited. And he was hugging Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is how they made it. And I said, now it makes sense. This makes sense. Because somebody told me, I never saw Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a dream. I never did. But I know people who said they did. And one person, I know them, they converted to Islam. By the way, we give them Shahada. And after they made Shahada, one day, they were talking to us and they said, I had a dream last night. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in the dream. We said, okay. Said, and Yusuf Esdis was in the dream too. I said, what? I'm not a prophet. What's this? Said, no. You came up to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and you said, it's Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And you grabbed him. Huh? Like what? This story, huh? He said, you grabbed him and you were hugging him and hugging him. I said, really? He said, yeah. Well, it's just a dream. I said, by the way, what did Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam do? What did he say? He said, nothing. He just smiled and looked at you. Oh, that figures. That sounds like it could happen. We are told in the Quran to say the salams on our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We're told in the hadith by the Prophet ﷺ to make this salam on him a lot on one day of the week more than any other day. What day would that be? What? No, one more time. Friday. There's no such thing as Friday on a Muslim calendar. What day? Juma. Okay. And what's today? Today's Juma. So we should be saying Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We should be asking Allahumma, oh Allah, give the peace and the blessings on Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, like the peace and blessings for Ibrahim and his family. And we should say this again and again and again throughout the day. So as much as you can, try to remember that. That's a very good thing, because who is saying this for Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Inshallah, he will be there on the Day of Judgment asking Allah on our behalf. It was when I started studying the hadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that I really fell in love with him so much. Then I could understand why some Muslims at his time would rather take an arrow in their own body than to have one hair be pulled out of his head. Is that true or false? But as you read, you can see why. Because he brought a message, the message from Allah, the message that is the salvation, the only real salvation for the human being, and this above all things. And how about the one who brought it, Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? From the time he was born till the time he died, all of this is categorized, carefully indexed, and verified. I can check it out in any country in the world, Muslim country or non-Muslim country. I can get the information about Muhammad. It's important, because the more we know of the truth about him, the more we become convinced of the message he came with. And what was the message? La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, huwa alladhi ja'alna muslimin. So that's it for the speech. I didn't want to do more than just set up the stage, really, for our speakers who will be talking in depth on each of the topics. What I would like to do now is have a chance for the Q&A. So I'm going to ask our brother to come back out here. Wake him up. Send him back out. There he comes. Okay. Back to you. Jazakum Allah khair. Assalamu alaikum.
When I'm in action, inshallah. You know by now the rules of the question answer session that Sheikh Yusuf Estes would prefer. So in this case, let's first have the question from the brother's side. From there, I'll be live in action.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Please, my name is Gabriel Okeke. I'm a Christian.
And your occupation as well, please.
I'm a business person. Okay, I was invited to this peace convention by a friend. And I came here because it was called a peace convention. But I found this catalog, like a booklet, that said something about Yusuf. It was written that, raised as a strong Christian, educated in Texas, UAT, he became very successful, owning music stores, television shows, and was a music minister and preacher of the Bible. So I want to ask you, sir, as a preacher of the Bible, what was the reason or the point or the truth that you found in Islam that led to your conversion as a strong Christian and preacher of the Bible?
That's a beautiful question. Because there's lights in my eyes, I don't know exactly where you are. Can you hold up your hand? Where
I am here, sir.
There you are. I'm sorry. Now I see you. Your name is Gabriel?
Yes, sir.
In Arabic, it's Jibril. That's the angel I was talking about.
Thank you. Yeah.
So we're very happy to have you with us today. It's a pleasure to have you with us. And it's a pleasure for you to ask such a question in such a nice way.
I'm privileged to ask you that question.
I wish I was there, I could give you a big hug.
Thank you, sir.
Because when I was a Christian, see, I wasn't nice like you. You're nice. I was tough, you know? Because I thought I had to save the world, I'm going to go out and preach a message, and you know, I'm still a little wacko, don't get me wrong, but not near as bad as I was. What I found, and this is important to know, what I found was in my Bible first. What I found was in my Bible first. Because I used to travel with a lot of the so-called preachers of Christianity, and some of the ones that I traveled with, they don't represent real Christianity, by the way, but I traveled with them, and I learned that I couldn't trust them. Especially when they would pick up the Bible and say, the Bible says, and afterwards I would say, it didn't say that. They say, who cares, as long as the people think so. And so it bothered me so much that I started trying to really read and understand many different translations of the Bible. But they didn't match. So I said, obviously, you know, translation is not the real thing. I need to learn Koine Greek. I knew that the Latin, I'd already studied Latin, and I knew that the Vulgate was only a translation of Koine Greek anyway. So when I went to the Koine Greek, it was hard. That was really hard, because those characters, they're confusing, you know. I don't know if you know Greek, but it's weird Greek to me anyway. Then I come to know that, oh, by the way, actually Jesus' language was a form of Hebrew called Aramaic, a form of Semitic language called Aramaic. And I had no clue what that was. So I tried to learn the Hebrew. Now, all along the way, I'm taking, okay, interlinear Bible. I don't know if you know what that is. That's when you have the word in English, and under it'll have the word in Koine Greek, and you can look it up. Now, people like Ahmed Didat, Rahimallah, and Dr. Zakir Naik, they have these giant computer brains, okay? I don't have that. Giant computer brains. They can process all this stuff in their head. And I traveled with Zakir many times, and I have to tell you, he can really do that any time, but this is not my subject. When I was studying it, I came to realize that there was a book called Strong's Concordance of the Bible. My father had a copy, so I would sit there. It's big. It's a very big book. And I would go through and look for these words. And then it will tell you in Koine Greek what's the root, what it comes from, and what it's related to, and where it's in the Bible. And then all of a sudden, I started discovering something really big. There's a whole lot of interpolation, because if you look over here, the same exact word means one thing, but over here it means something else. And then statements that people say about the Bible are not true. If I quote to you from what we have in the Quran, I can quote it to you in the Arabic language. But how many people do you know that can quote the Bible in the original Aramaic of the New Testament or ancient Hebrew of the Old Testament? Not very many people, right? But I want you to look, while you're standing right there, Gabriel, look around this room right here. Now, I don't know most of these people. Some of them know me from TV or something like that, but they don't really know me. But if I open this book on any page and I start quoting out of this thing, believe it or not, they will know if I'm making mistakes. There'll be somebody in this room that can tell you, no, that's a mistake, you said it wrong. But I'm just going to go to the first page. There we go. This is the first page. Hold it so the cameras can get a shot. Hi, guys. All right. What's the first letter? First letter in the first page. Anybody know? Tell us. Ba. Everybody knows it's Ba. So what's the word? Bismillah. This is Arabic. And keep in mind, this is an English program we're doing. I'm speaking some form of English right now, right? Yeah? Okay. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Next words. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم آمين. You don't have to say Ameen except in Islam, but you know. Anyway. Now you could say, Gabriel, oh well, I mean, you know, that could be a rehearsal thing that people do every day. And guess what? You'd be right.
You're right.
We do say that. We'd say it every day, 5 times a day we pray, but there are a total of 17 times we say it. So you could say, ah, they just know that. But by the way, how about if I mispronounce something? Would they catch it? Ghayrul maghdubi alayhum waladhalin. Whoops. Ooh, yeah, alayhim. Actually, it's both because there is another pronunciation, but the common one. Now, I want to go to the other side though. I'm going to go to the back. I'll go to the back. That was the front, this is the back. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله الله لم ولم ولم That's in the back. Whoops. How about the middle? It's not actually dead middle, okay, but it's close to the middle. Inadina. How about that? That's chapter 3, verse 19, by the way. Kuntin khayra umatin. That's chapter 3, verse 110. Now, what I'm showing you is that we know this in Arabic. Every Muslim on the earth knows this book in the Arabic language. That's 1.6 billion know that it's in Arabic. And we have some of it memorized, and all of us know it's only in Arabic. No, wait. This is where it gets good. How many in this room you know somebody who memorized the whole entire Quran cover to cover? Raise your hand. In Arabic. You met somebody, you know somebody, somebody in your family. Raise your hand. I did this in a university in the United States. I said, now, for the Christians, raise your hand if you ever met anybody in your life who memorized the whole Bible in Hebrew and Koine Greek, and they just went, what? Is that the language? My point is not to put down the Bible. My point is to put down the people who lie about it. Because the more I studied the Hebrew and the Koine Greek, the more I began to realize that what I was learning from the Quran in English, I was reading English, Yusuf Ali, you remember? It was the same thing. Especially the one I read to you just now, and they helped me with Lam Yalid wa Lam Yulad. Listen to this. I'm going to give you a translation of scripture. God is not a man, and God is not the son of man. Is this in the Quran? Is it in the Quran? Yes. But I didn't quote it from the Quran. I quoted it from the Bible. That's in the book of Numbers, chapter 23, verse 19. God is not a man that he should sin, and God is not the son of man that he'll repent. And when I read that, I said, now wait a minute. If it says here that God is not a son of man, then how is it in the New Testament it's saying Jesus is son of man? How could he be a God? I took it to one of my preacher friends and I said, hey, look at this. What are you saying about this? You know what he said? He said, that's a big S, son of man. The other one's a little S, son of man. Now, I think you already know, as most of the audience knows, there's no such thing as upper and lower case letters in Aramaic, Hebrew, or Arabic. It means they lied again. And then another subject, saying Islam spread by the sword. Islam spread by the sword. I heard so many preachers telling me, get away from these Muslims. Islam spread by the sword. 604 pages, 114 chapters, 6,666 verses, depending on how you count them up, guess what? And many words in Arabic for sword, Saif, Muhammad, Husam, I think 16 words for sword. Guess how many times I found any of those words in the Arabic? Zero. Not once. In the Bible, just the word sword. Over 200 times. Oops. Wait. You asked me. I'm just telling you. So when I take my Bible to the preacher and I said, excuse me, it says here that Jesus said, I did not come with peace. I came with a sword. And it's time to sell your coat and buy a sword. What did that mean? You know what he said? Listen to this. You'll never believe how people can lie. He said, don't you know this was done in Italy where they transcribed this stuff, the Latin, you know? It was in Italy. Rome is in Italy. Don't you know that? I said, yeah. He said, and they would work by candlelight at night and it was hard to see. Yeah. And while they were trying to translate, you know, put this down in the Latin language, you know what happened? They were eating spaghetti. Italians, they like spaghetti. And spaghetti fell down and it made an S. It was word. It wasn't sword. It was word. He said, I came with a word. Now, you know what's wrong with that? The word for word in Koine Greek is logos. Now, how did they turn logos into sword? By dropping spaghetti on it. And here, excuse me, but what does it mean, sell your coat and buy a word? What is it, a game show on TV? I'd like to buy that word right there for $100, please. What is this? And the more I talked to them, the more I could see lie after lie after lie. And finally, I said, you know what? I don't need to be in a religion full of liars. But it didn't convince me about Islam yet. Where I got convinced about Islam is over a separate subject. And then the Quran and the Bible backed it up. Right there, buddy. In the heart. Because nobody can play with your heart. That's yours. You own it. It's yours. You can do whatever you want with it. It is yours. Right?
Yes.
That's the one thing nobody can imprison. They can lock me in a prison, put me in a box, throw me in the ocean. But they can't control this. That's mine. That's yours. You own it. So if you get inside of that heart, like I did, and clean it out and throw all the trash and the garbage out of there, throw the lies out of there, the misconceptions, the prejudice, and just give it all up and say, you know what? I belong to God. I just belong to God. God, guide me. And that's what I did. And when I did that, I had this strange impression I need to put my head on the ground. And so I did that. And with my head on the ground, I said these words, Gabriel. Oh God, if you're there, guide me. And when I got up, I realized something. I'm the one with the problem. The world's not the problem. I was the problem. And from that day to this day, 19 years, I'm saying the same thing every day, 17 times a day. Iddina Siratul Mustaqim, guide us to the straight path. Iddina Siratul Mustaqim, guide us to the straight path. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm not psychic. We don't believe in psychics and magic and all that stuff. We don't. But I'm going to tell you something. And now you brothers and sisters are going to see something strange. Because Gabriel and I never met. We're not setting this up. He doesn't even know what I'm going to say. But Gabriel, you've been praying in your heart asking God to guide you, or you wouldn't be standing there right now. Is that true or false?
That is true.
There you go. There's your verification. He said, that's true. And I know it because I've been through this again and again and again. Thousands of people I watch come to Islam again and again, just like Gabriel. They're looking for truth. They're not looking for Islam. They're not looking for the Quran. They're just looking for truth, real truth. And because there's only one God and only one way to get to God, it has to be on His terms, and there's only one way. And we said it in Adina, in the Lahi, Islam. The only thing Allah wants from you is this simple thing, your heart. It's what He wants. Give Him your heart, and everything else will be fine. And how you do that? I'm going to give you 5 words in the English language. They have to be all at the same time. Surrender, submission, obedience, sincerity, and peace. Do you want those things in your life?
Yes, sir.
I do too. Everybody in this room wants those things. All at the same time though, surrender, submission, obedience to His commandments. You know the Ten Commandments. We got the same thing. It's the same thing. It's not a new religion. And then sincerity, to be sincere. No lies, no showing off, no riyah, for Allah only. And finally, to be in peace with whatever He gives you, say, okay, thank you. Even if you like it, thank you. If you don't like it, thank you. Anyway, because it's from Him. Be in peace with it. This word in Arabic is one. Takes 5 words in English. You know what the word is in Arabic?
No.
Islam.
Islam. Really?
That's the word. Just confirm that you believe that God is really only one God.
I do believe there is only one God.
So now say after me, I swear.
I swear.
There's no God to worship except Allah.
There is no God to worship except Allah.
And I swear.
And I swear.
That Muhammad is his prophet.
That Muhammad is his prophet.
Now this next part is Arabic. It means the same thing, but when you say it, you're going to be saying the language that God sent it down in. The same language, similar to Jesus and Abraham and Muhammad. You ready? I'll help you.
Okay.
Ashhadu.
Ashhadu.
An la.
Hala.
Ilaha.
Ilaha.
Illallah.
Illallah.
Wa.
Wa.
Ashhadu.
Ashhadu.
Anna Muhammad.
Anna Muhammad.
Rasulullah.
Bismillah.
Rasulullah.
Rasulullah.
Perfect.
MashaAllah. Alhamdulillah.
How did I do that?
Now, we have some, I have some books that I want to give you. And you have to, you take care of it. Come to the program with me after this. Bring it back there. Take care of it. This is my son. He's my guest. This is good.
MashaAllah, this is exactly what Islam is. Once you present the truth is accepted. Shall we take the next question from the sister side? And preferably if we have non-Muslim guests here, then we would like to have a question from the sister side, from a non-Muslim sister, please.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wasalam, rasulullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. While we're getting the question up, I wanted to say something to you. I want you to listen carefully. Gabriel has just entered Islam. A lot of us need to do the same thing. And you know what I meant by that. We have Muslim names, but do we really, really put it into practice? My new brother and I were just crying, holding each other. And I was reliving the experience of 19 years ago, and I needed somebody to hold me then and cry with me. Because what's happening, the reason we cry, you don't know this, we do, because we feel this rahmah of Allah, the mercy of Allah coming over us, which is washing away the sins since the day we were born. It's the message Jesus preached. It's the message John the Baptist preached. It's the message that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam preached, that if you accept God as the one and only Savior, all your sins are forgiven and you're newborn just like you came out of your mother. This man, Gabriel, has no sins at all. He is pure in front of Allah. His prayers are being accepted right now, whatever he prays for. And Gabriel, I'm going to ask you with me right now, will pray with me, just say Ameen. I say Allahumma, O Allah, give Hidayah to Yusuf Estes, say Ameen. Ameen. And for all of us, Ameen. I was collecting my commission check up front.
Just before that question, even Sheikh, we have Islamic Affairs stall in the bazaar in the souk, where you can meet Jawid Ahmed Khatib, who is the official from the Islamic Affairs and Charitable Activities Department, for the rest of the formalities, all the paperwork, inshallah.
Okay, now one other thing. Do we have anybody else who is with us that's not Muslim? Anybody else today not a Muslim? Raise your hand.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Brother, there's a sister here who's a non-Muslim. Her name is Saul.
Oh,
and she wants to take Shahada today, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar.
She's made up her mind.
Allahu Akbar. Okay, because we like to give special privacy and consideration to the sisters, I'm not going to go back there. I'll do it from here, okay?
Yes, brother, but go slow because she's very nervous and shy. She wants you to just say slowly. She will, inshallah, repeat after you.
I swear.
I swear.
There's no God to worship.
There's no God to worship.
Except Allah.
Except Allah.
And I swear.
And he swore.
Muhammad is his messenger.
Muhammad is his messenger.
Allahu Akbar.
Allah.
Now we'll do the Arabic real slow. Ashhadu.
Ashhadu.
An la.
An la.
Ilaha.
Ilaha.
Illa.
Illa.
Allah.
Allah.
Wa.
Wa.
Ashhadu.
Ashhadu.
An Muhammad.
Al Muhammad.
Rasulullah.
Rasulullah.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
Brother Yusuf, I would like to tell you that she has chosen a name for herself. She wants to be called Aisha.
Aisha?
Yes.
That's my daughter's name. Allahu Akbar. You know what? When I was in Germany with our brothers there, they brought one up on the stage and he made Shahada. And then another one came on the stage, and each time I would say, is there anybody else? Is there anybody else? You know? And
brother,
they kept coming. Yes.
There is another one here.
Allah.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
Allah.
What's your name?
Hani.
Okay, Allah, her name is Hani, and she wants to also take Shahada, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar. Okay. Just repeat after me, sister.
Okay.
I swear.
I swear.
There's no God to worship.
There is no God to worship.
Except one God.
Except one God.
Allah.
Allah.
And I swear.
And I swear.
Muhammad is his messenger.
Muhammad is the messenger.
Allahu Akbar. Okay, now the Arabic, if you say it slow after me, it'll be easy for you. Ready?
Okay.
Ashhadu.
Ashhadu.
An la.
An la.
Ilaha.
Ilaha.
Illallah.
Ilaha.
Wa.
Wa.
Ashhadu.
Ashhadu.
Ana Muhammad.
Ana Muhammad.
Rasulullah.
Allah.
Allahu Akbar. I was telling you about what happened in Germany. I kept saying, who's next? Who's next? And they were, when we were finished, they would say, okay, let's go. I said, no, no, ask who's next. Finally, because almost everybody there is not Muslim, I said, who in the audience would like to be a Muslim? And they all stood up. 1,250 people took Shahada all at the same time. Allahu Akbar. And just like today, and since the time of our Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it has never been by us. It's been by Allah. Allah is the one who guides, not me, not you, not even Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wants his uncle, Abi Talib, to accept Islam. And he didn't. And what did Allah say? He's talking to Rasul, but he's talking to us too. Verily, you do not guide the one you love. Rather, it is Allah who guides to his straight path. Today, you and I have witnessed three people enter into this guidance. The guidance of Allah, while we were talking about his Habib, the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What a beautiful gift that Allah let us be a part of to see it. Because whoever is in such a jama'ah as this, inshallah, is also receiving the rahmah, the maghfirah of Allah as well. So this is more important for us than anything else, because this is the salvation. Allahu Akbar. Is there time for any more questions? He's saying time out. Either that or he wants me to play a soccer game with him, I'm not sure. Do you know something? I wish right now I could hug all of you. Really, while I'm hugging you. Get ready. Because I love all of you so much. Gabriel, you'll be with me later. They're going to bring you back to where we're going to be. We'll talk some more. I have some things to give you. The sisters, please also bring the sisters over to the same place so that they can we can visit with them. We need to give them something. You understand what I said? We have another one.
Assalamu alaikum. Sorry, brother, again. There is another one. SubhanAllah. We are very lucky to be.
Okay.
Her name is Bernadette, and she says she wants to pray quickly because she wants to become a Muslim quickly.
Okay, you don't have to do it in a hurry. Inshallah. I want you here to get Niger with me and help hold me up. Bernadette, say after me these words. I swear.
I swear.
There's no God to worship.
There is no God to worship.
Except Allah.
Except
Allah.
Allah.
And I swear.
And I swear.
Muhammad is his messenger.
Muhammad is his messenger.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Now, you don't have to say the Allahu Akbar, that's me saying that. Okay, now the Arabic, Ashhadu.
Ashhadu.
An la.
Allah.
Ilaha.
Ilaha.
Illallah.
Ilaha.
Wa ashhadu.
Wa ashhadu.
Anna Muhammad.
An Muhammad.
Rasulullah.
Rasulullah.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Now, Gabriel, you're going to be real happy when I tell you this. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he told us, whoever calls to a good deed will get the reward of the people who do the good deed. Because you stood up and made your shahada today, encouraged other people to do the same, maybe Allah, he's giving you the reward for this too. This could be. It's all good. There's a quote from the Bible in English that said, all good things work for those who love the Lord. All good things come to those who love the Lord. But we have in Islam something similar, even more beautiful. It says that the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, ajib, amazing, astonishing is the condition of a believer. Because all things are good for them. Anything they want comes to them, they say thank you to Allah. When the things come they don't want, they're patient with Allah. And all of it's good for them, but it's only in the case of a believer. Now, is there anybody else who would like to accept Islam?
I'd like to see if I'm lucky.
Yeah? Go ahead.
Inshallah. Any more brothers and sisters who wish to enter into Islam? MashaAllah.
Another one. Another one, mashallah. Allahu Akbar.
I was lucky.
This is amazing. Okay, repeat after me. I swear. Huh?
I have a question.
Oh, you have a question? No, you have to make shahada. That's it.
I'm sorry for the misunderstanding here.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, we don't have any more time for. See, I'm borrowing somebody else's time right now. So, what I want to do. Now listen to me. Every Muslim here knows the importance of the shahada. Some Muslims wish they could make shahada but never got a chance, and they're too embarrassed in front of their friends and relatives. They never really practiced Islam. They want to, but they don't know where to start. I'm telling you right now, if you don't pray, if you don't fast, if you're not following Islam, you're not a Muslim. And I know you want to be. So what we can do, everybody, we're getting ready to take a break anyway, stand up. Just get up. Now I know all of you are Muslim, but maybe somebody's here right now that never got to do their shahada. So let's just all say our shahada together. That gives that person a chance to say, now I get to turn my life around. I'm going to be good from this minute forward. And that's a very positive step. You ready? Don't sit back down, boy. I'll be right on you. Get up. That's it. Thank you very much. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah
لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. الله أكبر. I love you guys. السلام عليكم.
Who is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam?
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
The more you know about him, the more you realize how you want to be like him.
Allahumma barik ala Muhammad.
Is it the obligation of the enemies of Islam to present the truth about Muhammad?
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
Never on this planet walked such a person as Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Allahumma barik ala Muhammad.